We're discussing this week Machzik Yedei Aver Avera, the idea of Lifnei Iver, Miseyeya, or related Isurim on helping someone, supporting someone, encouraging someone who's doing an Avera, what exactly the Isur is in various cases, and specifically with regard to copyright, intellectual property infringement, the idea that if someone pirates something, if someone does something wrong against the laws of intellectual property, even if you yourself are not doing that, but if you cooperate with him, maybe that's an isser of Machzik Yedei Aver Avera. We discussed a couple of days ago some of the basic ideas of Lifnei Iver, Miseyeya. I want to continue that a little bit, discuss some of these Rambams, and discuss further how these halachas might pertain to intellectual property. So, in order to do that, I want to consider first the longest Maor Machlokes this week was Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg's classic essay on intellectual property. Rav Zalman Nechemya is considered one of the leading Chashon Mishpat experts in our generation. Full disclosure, I hold the smicha from him, but he is well known as being one of the greatest living experts on Chashon Mishpat Eben Ezer, which is partly why I gave such a long excerpt. This was a very classic essay he wrote, it's about 10, 12 pages, the whole thing, and Truman, you can find it online now, about copying tapes. And Kadarko, he has an innovative and interesting perspective to the whole issue. In order to understand the background for some of the passages you're reading this week, I want to discuss his approach to intellectual property, part of his approach. In previous weeks, we've seen a number of different ideas. We've seen Yari Lomnus, we've seen the idea that in principle you can own intellectual property in Malchusa. Zalman Nechemya has another approach. He's one of the few, he's known as the originator of this idea. That is the idea of shir, shin yud vav reish, meaning to residual, to retain something. Zalman Nechemya basically argues that, again, this makes less sense in the age of digital distribution. He was talking about an early primitive time where people still bought and sold things on plastic, on CDs, on cassettes. Rav Zalman Nechemya argues that it's possible when you buy a record or a computer game or a cassette or any kind of medium that contains information on it, the seller can retain some ownership in the physical medium itself, not the intellectual property, the abstraction. He actually owns something in the physical medium he sold you, and his ownership in that, his retaining residual ownership in that, is what gives him the right to tell you what you can and can't do with the disc or the book, the cassette that you just bought.
Is that by any sale or just specifically by this type of sale?
So, Rav Zalman Nechemya's Makar is from a